From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. We have some good news for coffee drinkers. More on that in today's Vital Signs. We'll begin by digging into this weekend's top news story, the tornadoes that ripped through North Texas Saturday night. We heard Bill Zeeble's report from Garland just a few minutes ago. He's with me now. Bill, what did you see out there?
Well, Justin, I drove through some neighborhoods that were greatly affected by this storm, the series of tornadoes, and then some in Garland that weren't so much. But of course, I think everyone has seen these aerial shots and other, you know, shots from the ground of complete, total devastation, destruction. You know, homes, entire blocks look like they were just all blown up. Officials say the hardest hit town was Garland. More than 600 homes and apartments destroyed. And I stopped at Garland's Gale Fields Recreation Center. It's one of the shelters the Red Cross set up. And I met Howard and Paulette Rector. They lived in a Garland apartment, and they huddled in a tub together Saturday night.
Oh, truly blessed. Just to be here and stuff.
Yeah, just to be here and just still in shock, though. Still in shock. I can remember the booming, all the booming was going on, but still in shock of just going through my mind how that sounded. I've been in car accidents that was way better than that.
Bill, how many people were at the Garland shelter?
About 40 or so last night and the night before, and the Red Cross officials say about 11 kids as well. Sharon Sanders came in to run it. She's from Fannin County. And she said with the help of the city and with the help of volunteers, she'll see that everybody's warm and that everybody's safe. They have a place to sleep. They'll get enough food. And it may stay open long enough for people to find more permanent places, but she only mentioned the possibility of days. That may change. She worries about something that she doesn't have control over.
Well, when we was driving up, and it was just sheets of rain coming. And then when we got here, it had let up. But what I'm afraid of is it's just going to start freezing. So I'm no weatherman, but, you know, I've heard it's supposed to turn to come this way and get ice. But, you know, we'll be here.
So the National Weather Service shows that it could be freezing by tonight and tomorrow morning, about 30 degrees. There might be some snow or some ice west of here. And then Tuesday morning, again, a possibility. And then Wednesday night, Thursday morning might be a freeze. But for the most part, it'll be cold. But for the area that's directly affected, there may not be a freeze. It's really not clear yet.
Tornadoes at this time of year are pretty unusual. And as I understand it, this batch was almost unprecedented?
Close to it. The Garland tornado got above speeds of 200 miles an hour, and the National Weather Service says a tornado that strong hadn't hit North Texas in 65 years, not since 1950. Governor Abbott has declared disasters in four counties because of the devastation, these tornadoes. And those counties are Dallas, Collin, Rockwall, and Ellis.
That's KERA's Bill Zeeble. Thanks, Bill.
Take care.
Tornadoes in December is unusual, but it happens about once every 3 to 5 years. That's according to Ted Ryan with the National Weather Service. However, spring temperatures on Christmas, tornadoes the following day, and snowfall today seems unusual. Is El Nino the cause? Ryan says yes and no.
El Nino is kind of a greater weather pattern that sets the table, if you will, on what kind of weather you'll experience over several months. So we can't really just blame this one storm on El Nino, but what we've seen this fall and this winter are these really powerful low-pressure systems coming in off the Pacific, and this was another one. So El Nino made the pattern favorable for this storm system to come into the region. What made it so bad was really just interaction of the really cold air and the really warm and moist air out ahead of it. That's what produced all the violent weather.
Good news, though. Ryan says things will calm down later this week. No severe storms expected. Highs will be in the 40s and 50s. On Mondays, we examine common health issues in our series, Vital Signs. Today, though, some good news for coffee drinkers. A Harvard study published in the journal Circulation found people who drink 3 to 5 cups a day are less likely to die from a range of diseases, from diabetes to heart disease. KERA's Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Juzar Lokhandwala, an interventional cardiologist at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital.
Is there a direct cause and effect from the coffee, or are we talking about people with overall healthy lifestyles?
It can't really prove a cause and effect because it's an observational study. So we don't know if it is something about the people that drank coffee that made them live longer versus the coffee itself.
So then we don't really know if it makes a difference whether it was black coffee or coffee with cream or sugar or the latte stuff.
We do know a few things. You know, obviously people that drink, say, unfiltered coffee, or if you have a lot of sugar and cream, that would add to, you know, calories. But interestingly, in this study, they found a nonlinear relationship between the use of coffee and your chances of dying. So that means that the overall study did find that people that drank coffee lived longer, but it wasn't proportional to the amount of coffee they drank. So if they drank one cup versus five cups, it didn't make a difference. So that, and also it didn't make a difference whether it was decaffeinated versus regular coffee. And they think that that was likely because of the effects of smoking. So they found that people that tend to drink coffee more also tend to smoke more. And so that somehow takes away from the beneficial effects of coffee, if you will, at higher levels. So that if they found that people that drink, like if you take 100 people that drink more than five cups of coffee, about 80% of them were also smoking. So that's a confounding factor here.
Do we have any idea about any health benefits of coffee?
The coffee does have some substances other than caffeine that may slow down the absorption of glucose from the intestines. So it may reduce the blood sugar spike after eating. There's also some substances that may reduce the release of glucose from the liver. Effectively, caffeine has shown to have a beneficial effect on the development of diabetes. That means people that drink coffee may have a slightly lesser chance of developing diabetes.
The other interesting thing in the study, though, was people who drink more coffee almost are also likely to smoke, drink, and to eat red meat.
And they drink less sugary beverages. So that may also play
into
the fact
here.
It's up and down.
Interestingly enough, the study considers normal coffee consumption at about 3 to 5 cups a day.
I think that would kind of be moderate coffee consumption, but the study kind of took apart people that don't smoke. They were a minority of the population, but they had a separate sub-study of people that don't smoke, and they found that they had actually an incremental benefit. That means people that didn't smoke, people that drank one cup of coffee per day, you know, may have had a 10% reduction in death. But if you went up to 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day, it was 15% reduction in the death rate. When they went to beyond 5, they found that there was no benefit in mortality. So that's how that 3 to 5 number came, is that, you know, up to that point, you may see some benefit. Beyond that, you're likely not going to see any benefit.
So what should we take from this then? For instance, I don't drink coffee. Should I start?
I don't think the study would make you want to start drinking coffee. I think that it clearly says that people that drink coffee may drink so without having any fear of it being detrimental to them. And it well may be a part of a healthy lifestyle. That means that it certainly has beneficial effects for sure.
So you would define a healthy lifestyle as what?
Their usual dietary guidelines, where you're restricting the amount of saturated fat, taking part in exercise, and not smoking.
Dr. Logan Dwala, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Juzar Lokandwala is an interventional cardiologist at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. In Tarrant County, a mudslide has shut down the Sun Valley Drive exit on southbound Loop 820. No word yet on when the road will reopen. It's also icy on I-20 westbound at McCart Avenue. A reminder, a winter weather advisory is in effect for Wichita Falls until noon today. Otherwise, it should be windy with a 40% chance of rain and snow this afternoon. A half inch of accumulation is possible with a high in the lower 40s. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a warmer high near 48. It's currently 36 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 39 in Tyler, and 32 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.